I'm joined on the phone by Christy Oliver. She's the co-chair of the 34th Annual Tennessee Iris Festival in Dresden, Tennessee. Christy, thanks so much for joining me on Sounds Good today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, the festival started last Saturday, and it's going to culminate this Saturday in Dresden. Let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events. Tomorrow night, there's a community-wide gospel singing event at Dresden First Baptist at 7 p.m., featuring a Union City group called Brotherhood.
Yes, and they're a male quartet from Second Baptist Church in Union City.
And then on Thursday night, there's something that sounds really interesting. It says there's a fairy tale feast at Dresden Elementary School Thursday from 4 until 5:30. Tell us about what exactly is a fairy tale feast.
Okay, a fairy tale feast is for all the children and young at heart. We'll have Disney princesses visiting us and your favorite superheroes, and they'll be here to sign autographs. We'll have little snacks for the kids to enjoy with the fairy tale characters, and it's just a lot of fun for all the kids.
On Friday,
and that will be at Dresden Elementary School.
Dresden Elementary School from 4 until 5:30, and then on Friday it says the Dresden Courthouse will host the Tennessee Iris Festival Iris and Horticulture Show. That's from 1 until 5 p.m. Well, first of all, why did Dresden start the Iris Festival?
Well, the Iris Festival originally began as an Easter parade, and it was sponsored by all the local businesses. And one year when they were putting it on, they thought they wanted to make it more of a festival and to celebrate something about Tennessee. So after research, no one had a festival to celebrate the state flower, the iris. So after doing the paperwork and everything, we become the Tennessee Iris Festival.
Well, tell me, will there be any fancy iris growers at the horticulture show?
Oh, yes. There are lots of different kinds of irises. When I'm not a gardener, but whenever I started looking through their pamphlet, it makes you want to go out and look at the irises. There's lots of different varieties, and it's a really big deal in Dresden.
Well, do you attract people from outside of the immediate area to come in for the festival, or is it mostly local growers and local gardeners?
It's people from all over.
Then Saturday, we're going to have a 5K race, a 2-mile walk, and a 1-mile kids fun run. Again, I assume you're getting runners from all over to come in town for that.
Yes, we are. Todd Maxey is our chairman for our 5K and races, and he has a sanctioned route, and we have people from Nashville, just from all over. And it's from what I understand, we really guard the route that they run because it is a major competition with these racers.
And then Saturday is going to wind up with what sounds like a great event, a David Johnson chorus concert themed Songs of the Common Man. And this includes songs from three different eras of social stress in the U.S., the 50s and 60s, the time of westward movement into the Appalachians, and the time of slavery. The concert's at 7 o'clock on Saturday, again at the Dresden Elementary School. And admission to this is $10. Tell us a little bit about this concert.
Well, the David Johnson Chorus, we've wanted them to join us for the Iris Festival for several years. They're an award-winning chorus group. They've won some national honors. And this year they approached us and said they'd like to join the last day of the Iris Festival and have a concert. And it's, if you've never heard them perform, they're excellent. So it's very well worth coming to see.
Was there anything else about the events coming up throughout the week that you want to talk about today?
Well, tonight we have bingo. We have a children's bingo from 6 to 7, and then from 7 to 8:30 at the Dresden Middle School, we have adult bingo, and that's a whole lot of fun. We have lots of great prizes. I've seen someone win a flat-screen TV before, last year a tablet, and it brings the whole community together and people outside of the community. It's a whole lot of fun. We'll have a fashion show Thursday night, and that features a lot of our local businesses, spring fashions, and it'll be modeled by our local people. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it usually draws a really big crowd and a lot of community fun together. So it's a good event.
Christy Oliver, the co-chairperson of the 34th Annual Tennessee Iris Festival in Dresden, Tennessee. Events are going on all week, and they're going to end up Saturday night with that great concert from the David Johnson Chorus. Christy, thanks so much for coming on Sounds Good today and talking a little bit about the festival.
Well, thank you. And if anyone wants any more information, they can visit our website at TennesseeIrisFestival.com.